Blackstone Audio presents Aspects of Faith by C.S. Lewis, edited by Leslie Walmsley. This book is read by Ralph Cosham.
10. Christianity and Culture. This collection of three articles was Lewis's part in a series of five papers first published in Theology, volumes 40 and 41, March-December 1940. It is now in Christian Reflections, 1998. The other writers were S. L. Bethell and E. F. Carrot, Replies to Mr. Lewis, and George Every, In Defense of Criticism. If the heavenly life is not grown up in you, it signifies nothing what you have chosen in the stead of it, or why you have chosen it. William Law. 1. At an early age I came to believe that the life of culture, that is, of intellectual and aesthetic activity, was very good for its own sake, or even that it was good for man. After my conversion, which occurred in my later 20s, I continued to hold this belief without consciously asking how it could be reconciled with my new belief that the end of human life was salvation in Christ and the glorifying of God. I was awakened from this confused state of mind by finding that the friends of culture seemed to me to be exaggerating. In my reaction against what seemed exaggerated, I was driven to the other extreme, and began, in my own mind, to belittle the claims of culture. As soon as I did this, I was faced with the question, if it is a thing of so little value, how are you justified in spending so much of your life on it? The present inordinate esteem of culture by the cultured began, I think, with Matthew Arnold. At least, if I am right in supposing that he first popularized the use